Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, as you heard there in the headlines, Ryan Tubridy and his agent Noel Kelly have been appearing before the Dáil Public Accounts Committee and the Oireachtas Media Committee for 6 hours of questioning today. Our reporter Barry Lenehan joins us now. It has been a long day, Barry, for Ryan Tubridy and Noel Kelly, and that media committee still ongoing. So what's the state of play this evening?
Yeah, positions perhaps more entrenched this evening than they were this morning, and perhaps the relationship between RTÉ and Ryan Tubridy intractable as well, more so than it was this morning. Again, the common refrain from Mr. Kelly in particular was that he was acting under the instruction of RTÉ when raising these invoices to give those payments to Ryan Tubridy, that they were only underwritten, he felt, by RTÉ to ensure if there was a change in sponsor, the same terms could operate under a new sponsor. And essentially, they didn't want or think, Noel Kelly or Ryan Tubridy, that they were taking licence payers' money or money from RTÉ. Now, Ryan Tubridy has said that they only did 3 roadshows for Renault, never did the remainder, but he still got the money, and he's willing to do the 6 shows outstanding as part of the tripartite agreement he has confirmed, or hand €150,000 back towards RTÉ should those shows not go ahead. Now, TDs, they've been making the point this afternoon that they would have, that Mr. Kelly and Mr. Tubridy would have known well that the deal was underwritten by RTÉ, that when they were invoicing through the barter company, that they knew this was coming from RTÉ. Now, this was rejected by Noel Kelly and Ryan Tubridy. Matty McGrath claimed it was a case of hear no evil, see no evil, that they didn't ask sufficient questions. But Noel Kelly portrayed his company as a small company, his agency vis-a-vis RTÉ, with a turnover of 350 million and 1,800 staff, he said. He rejected suggestions there were false invoices here. But after 6 hours of hearings, as you said, Sarah, patience is starting to wear rather thin. And Fianna Fáil Senator Shane Castles, he went through Noel Kelly and Ryan Tubridy for a shortcut within the past few minutes, saying their explanations didn't hold much water.
This was an initiative from RTÉ.
Yeah, but why? Why was there a need for RTÉ to throw it on the table?
No,
but why?
It's to keep the,
I mean, were you sitting there going, Ryan, look, they're coming with 75 grand. They're coming with 75 grand extra. You keep saying that it's RTÉ that were coming with this and you weren't going looking for it. But I'm finding that struggling hard to believe that when Adrian Lynch said negotiations were stalled,
Senator,
here they
can
came
answer,
with
can
a bounty.
Answer the question?
Yeah,
okay.
Can I answer?
Very simple. RTÉ came to us with this initiative. I can only assume that they wanted to keep one of their biggest sponsors on board. Can I please finish the question?
You can.
I keep Ryan Tubridy on board. Keeping Ryan Tubridy on board for another 5 years would equate to keeping a sponsor on. I'm not a sports agent.
Okay, well, that's fine. And you've held that narrative and you've held that line all day. What I'm saying is that Adrian Lynch said the negotiations were stalled and that when this was put on the table, that this progressed things on. And I'm asking in terms of why was it necessary for the add-ons, regardless of the basic pay, was €440,000 not enough?
You've already explained that.
I'm asking Mr. Tubridy directly, and I'm entitled to ask the man himself, who was being paid. Was €440,000 not enough? Did you not say to Mr. Kelly, I don't need the extra 75,000?
To use your own analogy.
€160 in the licence fee.
To use your own analogy.
It's 469 licence. 3,000 estates.
To use your own analogy, would a footballer expect a decent fee for playing for his club? And would the footballer have his agent negotiate a decent fee to play for his club? And somebody who was a sports journalist, as you've claimed, that has to be taken into consideration. So with that in mind, this man negotiates my salary situation, my contract situation. He is, as he said before, he minds my business, and he minds me too. He's a good person.
He struck a good deal.
So you talk about our narrative, their narrative. Yeah. This is not our story. This is our
in
truth.
30...
It is a narrative because it is putting forward one scenario, and I'm putting contention to you that there was a stalling in the contract. This was the sweetener to make sure that this contract was signed, and it got it over the deal.
So patience perhaps wearing thin at some of the explanations proffered. And Ryan Tubridy was also asked on several occasions whether the controversy was whether his decision to resign as host of the Late Late Show was linked to this controversy. Here's his most recent response to that.
You will hear 10,000 stories about how the Late Late Show decision came to pass. There's only one, I believe, and that's mine. I presented that show. I loved working with those people. I loved the audience. I loved the job. I did it for 14 years. I ran out of gas. I chose to leave. There is no conspiracy. Now, people will choose to create one to muddy the waters, but that is the greatest definitive I can offer you today.
And amid the furore, the Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne asked the presenter whether he felt he had done anything wrong here.
Do you believe in all of this, that you have done anything wrong?
I think that the only thing I can answer that is in a way that's reasonable and fair is to say that I should have called out the figures when they were released all in one day on January the 20th, 2021. They were wrong. We had requested that they change them before in dispatches, but that day we didn't. So, yeah, I'm not without blame in that regard, of course.
Barry, what else did we hear then about Ryan Tubridy's future with RTE?
Well, Kevin Backhurst, the new Director General, has been speaking within the past hour to our colleagues on News Talk. He said he hopes we will know by the end of the month whether Ryan Tubridy will be back on air, that a decision will be made by the end of July. He was asked whether Ryan Tubridy's agent, Noel Kelly, bears some responsibility for the current controversy. He said, quote, some people in RTE behaved shamefully. Whether RTE was fully to blame, I'm not sure I accept that. This has been Noel Kelly's refrain throughout the day. There was more than one party to that agreement, and he said that he was referencing Noel Kelly when he made those comments within the past hour. Of course, Ryan Tubridy has stuck rigidly and has defended Noel Kelly throughout the 6 hours of hearings, saying he had full trust in him, but he was also pressed by Fine Gael Mayo TD Alan Dillon on his current status with RTE Radio 1.
Are you still getting paid by RTE at the minute?
Yes, I am, yeah.
And in relation to that verbal agreement in place, what are the terms?
As a presenter of the radio program. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I could be out of a job by Friday.
The presenter also offered to be more transparent if he keeps his job.
Can I suggest something to you just in the last 4 seconds that you have on your time? And maybe this is to the committee and to all the members of this particular committee. I mean, in the event that I do keep my job, and it's touch and go from my understanding of it at the moment. I'd be happy to suggest that in the future we'd have a situation where you would publish my contract on an annual basis. You know, with a few obviously for redactions for personnel or what have you, with the money and the salary and the earnings there straight up. Like if RT are going through a cathartic week, let this be part of it. I will offer that. I mean, I have nothing to hide. I put the contract out, put it online, tell everyone how much I have. Don't wait for 3 years and then have this cutology that can happen all this time later, despite us saying it at the time. So I hope that's of use to you, but I'm happy to offer that today.
Mr. Tubridy also made several references to the Children of Ireland and his special bond with them based on the Late Late Toy Show, and he had said this on the Toy Show appeal.
One of the greatest legacies I'll have, even if I am given the Royal Order of the Boot from RT on Friday, I'll be able to walk out of those gates with my head held high, knowing that Irish people, year in, year out, in the last 3 years, offered year one, 6 million, year two, 6 million, year three, 4 million, out of their back pockets when things weren't pretty going pretty well. And they have gone to 32 counties on this island to children's charities. It is a beautiful thing.
Thank
you to the Irish people.
What about some of the other tetchy exchanges this afternoon, Barry?
Well, Matty McGrath was warned by the chair of the committee, Niamh Smith, to use his time wisely after offering Ryan Tubridy to come to make a film in Tipperary should he lose his job, whilst he also went down a rather obtuse style of questioning to ask Ryan Tubridy did he benefit anything from Pfizer due to references to the COVID vaccine on the Toy Show in 2020. Well, loud independent TD Peter Fitzpatrick heed these exchanges.
RTE engaged in the deceptive practices, but you didn't take action to resolve these errors. This is an act of deception. Do you agree?
No, of course I don't agree with that assertion. That's why we're here today, to counter that, and that's why you have a document full of answers to the questions that are put to me in your question.
So you're saying you didn't hide payments?
No.
You didn't misrepresent the financial reporting?
No.
And you're hiding no information?
Correct.
Okay.
And the pair clashed over the people of Louth.
I don't know all these people are rubbing their shoulders and rubbing their hands, because I tell you one thing, if you came to County Louth, it'd be the opposite. On the 3rd of March, you shut down talks of you leaving the Late Late Show
A week later, questions started to be asked and your retirement announcement came merely 9 days later. You said that in your statement that you first became aware of the Grant Thornton review in May. Is this true?
Deputy.
I'm only asking a question.
And I'm only answering.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Just answer the question, please.
Your dismissal of the good people of Ireland who have the courtesy and the kindness to approach me on the street is not something I appreciate on their behalf.
They approach me too.
Deputy, secondly, I wish I'd brought them with me in some ways, the countless cards and letters I've received from people around the country, speaking words of kindness and indeed wisdom, and I wouldn't like to dismiss their decency either.
And Peter Fitzpatrick also tackled Noel Kelly on the tripartite deal.
Why did you ask RTE, a public body, to guarantee payments due from Reynolds to have Ryan Tubridy's commercial obligation underwritten with taxpayers' money? Mr. Tubridy always said in the show, we're all in it together, and this money is public money.
So, firstly, the agreement with Renault is with RTE. In relation to the public money, we were paid by Renault. Our understanding...
So you were paid by RTE?
No, we were paid by Renault. We were paid by Renault. And then we were paid by Astus. And we understood that Astus was involved with Renault. All times we were acting under instruction from RTE.
Well, Barry Lenihan, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on all of that. Certainly some very lively exchanges. We're joined now by Fianna Fáil TD, Christopher O'Sullivan, who sits on the media committee. And you're welcome, Christopher, to the programme this evening. I know you raised the issue of Ryan Tubridy returning to RTE and working with his agent. Were you satisfied with the response you got to that?
I guess... You know, where I was coming from with that is that I think if there was, I think the both committee meetings today, I suppose, established a couple of things. But one of the main things I think that it established is that Mr. Kelly's approach to the raising of the invoices, his description and use of the word consultancy fees when raising the invoices, the use of a different company in CMS, the fact that he'd never heard of Astus, I think that raised a lot of question marks about Mr. Kelly's role and knowledge in terms of this. So where I was coming from with that line of question was whether I felt that or whether Mr. Tubridy indeed felt that he could stick with Mr. Kelly, whether Noel Kelly could represent him into the future. And as well as that, I was referring to comments made by Mr. Kevin Backhurst yesterday on News at One on RT Radio One, where he was pressed about whether he could deal with Mr. Kelly into the future, and he was asked whether it was a yes or a no. He said it wasn't a yes or a no, but it was most likely a no, and that's just to paraphrase him. So where I was coming from was if Mr. Tubridy is to stick by Noel Kelly in this instance, I really can't see a way back for Mr. Tubridy to RT because of the erosion of trust and the conflicting, I suppose, information that was given at the committee today. So that's where I was coming from. If there's some, I suppose, situation where that relationship is severed in some way or Mr. Tubridy distanced himself from Kelly, this is just my view, then perhaps, considering what we heard today, then maybe there is a way back for Mr. Tubridy.
So on that basis then, you're saying you don't think that it would be appropriate for Noel Kelly to have a relationship into the future with RTE. And I wonder, why are you saying that if Noel Kelly said today and made it very clear in his defence that he just did what he was told by RTE? He followed instruction.
I think if there was one thing that was very clear from both the Public Accounts Committee and the Media Committee today, Sarah, is that this excuse of I was just doing what I was told absolutely did not wash. It didn't wash with the senators and TDs and on both committees. It didn't wash with the public. This idea of being doing what you're told. When you have a lengthy relationship with your client, in this case Mr. Tubridy, and there was the question I put straight to Mr. Tubridy, and he didn't do it in a facetious way. I asked him how he described his profession. He said a broadcaster. You know, Noel Kelly knows that Ryan Tubridy is a broadcaster. He knows that he doesn't offer consultancy in any way, shape or form. Yet the word consultancy fees or the phrase consultancy fees was used on the invoice. And for him to say that didn't raise any red flags and I was just doing what he was told. And you know, all every aspect of that. The fact that he'd never heard of Astis, he says, and to be honest, it's very difficult to believe, he says that he believed Astis was somehow related to Renault and not RTE. I think that, again, didn't wash with many members of the committee today as well. And, you know, these type of question marks around the whole raising of the invoices, particularly those two latter invoices for the €75,000 each, where he was instructed again not to use a name. I mean, any agent acting on behalf of any talent would surely have to raise question marks and ask why. Listen, why am I not using name here? Why am I using the term consultancy fees when clearly Mr. Tubridy is a broadcaster not offering consultancy fees? And okay, that's where I think his approach to this very much has come into significant question today, and there's a lot of pressure and a lot of focus, especially in the second session, was put on that whole raising of those invoices.
Okay, and of course, again, what Noel Kelly said was the reason that he took RTE's instruction on that is that RTE is a major, I think he said, national institution, that it's a massive employer, that it's a big station employing 1,800 people, and mentioned the turnover, etc., and that he trusted RTE. And on that basis, Christopher, big questions raised for RTE today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, straight from the outset, when I suppose both opening statements emerged and the 39-page document outlining Noel Kelly's position and Mr. Tubridy's position, I think there was a kind of a bombshell moment there when he highlighted on page 10 of that document an email that was sent from the former CFO Breed O'Keefe to and copying the former DG Dee Forbes and Jim Jennings, you know, clearly outlining, and it's very hard to dispute this or to question this. It says, we can provide you with a side letter to underwrite this fee for the duration of the contract. The reason that's such a big moment, or the reason that's so important, is for this entire duration, RTE, and including their recent statements, have been saying that no one else besides the Director General had any knowledge of this whole idea of underwriting or guaranteeing the payments to Mr. Tubridy. That has, again, blown the whole argument or the whole debate wide open, and it probably means, unfortunately, this grilling of RTE executive, of the different parties involved in these contracts, it'll unfortunately, I expect, will go on for another while. I know a Public Accounts Committee have another session with RTE on Thursday, where the now Director General Kevin Backhurst will be in. I expect a lot of these questions will be put to him there.
Mm. RTE, of course, have rejected the claim that any incorrect version of events was presented to the Joint Rockets Committee or indeed to PAC regarding that agreement underwrite payments of €75,000. They say that email formed part of discussions and engagement between it and Noel Kelly management and did not comprise a binding legal or contractual commitment on its part. I don't know what you make of that statement.
To me, it's fairly black and white. You know, when we see this in writing on page 10 of the document provided us today from Noel Kelly solicitors, we can provide you with a side letter to underwrite this fee for the duration of the contract. That may not be the contract itself in writing, but it just raises serious questions. And it's for me, at least, and I sat through all of today's session, I sat through obviously all of the previous media sessions and most of PAC, it is contrary to what RTE have been saying, and that is that the former Director General Dee Forbes is the only one who had all the information necessary. This, to me, blows that whole debate open again.
So finally, Christopher, then, where does it all go from here at this point? I mean, I think everyone's exhausted, but yet more revelations keep coming.
Well, I guess you've I know Wimbledon is on at the moment, but essentially you have a kind of a game of tennis in terms of testimonies. You have had a strong testimony today from both Mr. Ryan and Mr. Kelly disputing and basically outlining untruths on behalf of RTE. Therefore, I think this certainly merits another session with RTE. I know PAC will have them on Thursday. I think this will ramble on. Maybe Renault, apologies, a slip there. Renault at this point perhaps also need to be called in to answer for some of the for their contribution and their knowledge and their part in this underwriting of payment, which essentially I think, and that was one of the disappointing aspects, I think, from Ryan Tubridy's contribution today, you know, is the fact that he still doesn't accept the fact that he didn't actually take a 20% pay cut, and that this €150,000 was essentially underwritten by RTE through taxpayers' money and license fee holders. And that's something that it's a shame that he doesn't seem to acknowledge at this point.
Christopher O'Sullivan, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We'll take a break.